Okay, so we talked for 8 minutes and none of that got recorded.
No,
you didn't hit the button.
I had to tell my backstory again.
You didn't hit the button. You're such a chowderhead. That's the new podcast title. I was checking to see if it was taping.
Yeah,
and it says we have
the ultimate betrayal.
It says we have 4.5 hours of footage space on here. And I'm like, oh, that doesn't help at all. Okay. All right. Well, that was exciting. All right. So Zoe's going to.
And now I have a gun and now I'm killing myself in front of you.
Now Zoe's going to. I don't know how we can recover that.
So I guess you can start with your story and then you can go and then I'll just go.
Okay, again. Good. Let's do it again. So hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. Today we're talking about... hey, Zoe.
Hi, Zoe.
How are you? You look so
You're from
pissed.
Ohio, right?
You look so unhappy.
I'm normal and I'm here and I'm in this chair and I'm speaking into a mic. And now I'm biting the mic.
The red light on here means it's taping.
I never knew that.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what you mean.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the podcast that has no name. We're kind of leaning towards... What were we leaning towards?
Village Idiots.
Village Idiots. And I think that is a good one. We have several other working titles. We just finished an episode on long legs. And then we did a half an episode on living in Ohio when it was very exciting and neat, but we forgot to tape it. So
and now I'm killing myself.
And we did not hit record, so now we're going to redo it, but
we're
sort of, kind
something.
Of, but we're going to mix it up a little bit.
But so. I'm going to be angry the whole time.
No, don't be angry.
This is the angry edition.
Don't be angry. Don't be angry.
Too late. Dude, your nickname is Zoloft. You're supposed to be like...
You're supposed to be chill.
Oh,
yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
Oh, I
Come
didn't
on,
get,
man.
My brain didn't get that memo.
It's like
when
whatever,
it
man.
To split into five
totally.
Parts.
Totally. It's like whatever, man.
Totally tubular, bro.
Dude. Oh my God. I just watched two really bad time travel movies, and one of them went back to 1987, and they had a lot of that lingo in there.
Oh,
it
was boy.
It was the exact same movie.
Really?
One, they went back to 1987, and one, they went back to 2003, and... They
2003.
Like, I would not want to go back to 2003.
It was like a copy paste. The whole movie was like,
That's
but one
weird.
Was for Disney Channel and one was for like regular. And it was so interesting the parts that were like the same in both movies.
Yeah.
Anyway, this episode we're talking about living in Ohio because you brought it up in our Abby brought it up in our Long Legs episode. You have to listen to that because that's a far ranging and lengthy episode about horror movies. Yes. None of which. Zoe had seen.
Nope.
Nope. Just like, nope.
I'm and not going to defend myself, but I don't worry. I had plenty of opinions.
But hey, at least you live in Ohio, so you can input here.
Oh, and then Abby brought up the fact that she lives in Ohio and is not thrilled
That's
with
okay.
it. And now we're going to have an episode about this because I'm curious about your experience. So Zoe, do you live in Ohio?
I do. Yes.
Oh, okay. And if you don't know, we're taping this in Tipp City, Ohio, which is a little town north of Dayton.
Yes.
And Dayton is like the fifth.
And south of hell.
Can you be south of hell? And we're
because you
Dayton,
sink lower than hell.
Dayton is the fifth largest city in Ohio. So it's not like we're, like if you look at a map of Ohio, you can't see Tipp City sometimes. So they won't be able to find us.
Oh.
Oh.
Which
we
is
don't
nice.
Exist.
Well, that's good.
And no
bad.
One's going to want to find us if we're in Ohio anyway.
Okay. So I'm going to defend Ohio, but I'm going to do that later. So you're going to go first.
Good.
Zoe, you live in Ohio?
I do live in Ohio.
How do you find it?
I don't find it that great, but I've also never lived anywhere else. So maybe I would just be having a terrible life anywhere else.
So you're
too.
Born and raised in Ohio.
I'm born and raised Ohioan.
What's that like?
You can see it in my face. You know, when you can like tell when people are inbred, I think people can look at me and be like, Yeah,
is that where you got your nose from?
Yeah.
Your mother's brother's sister?
Yeah. And my soulless dead eyes, I think,
Yikes.
Also come from living in Ohio.
So instead of a family tree, it's a family circle? Is that
it's a family
it's
circle.
A bush,
oh, yes.
Mostly,
I actually am a little inbred, too. So,
hey!
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Congratulations.
Sorry to step on that toe.
That's, best of both worlds.
Well, you saw she has
a
little tail, so that's where that comes from.
Yeah.
It's like a nub. It's not really a tail. It doesn't really count. Travis thinks it's a tail, but it's not a tail.
Yeah.
Well,
Travis has a lot of opinions.
Yeah,
he
needs to stay right over there and just mind his own freaking business is what he does.
Oh, do you have a mic, Travis? No? then shut up.
Exactly. He just sits there and like pulls stuff up on the TV for us. It's nice
though. He's a real person.
It's good that we have a production assistant for this show.
It's really needed.
It really does kick it up several notches.
Yes. Yeah.
It does. So sometimes he types really loud and it's annoying. Yeah. So anyway, so you're born and raised in Ohio. Have you lived any place else besides Tip City, Ohio?
Okay, I did. Well, East Dayton.
That explains a lot.
On purpose.
Before Tip City.
You lived in East Dayton on purpose?
On purpose, yeah.
Okay.
Yikes. Well, on my parents' purpose.
Where in East Dayton? Like, where? Like, is that like a part of Dayton? Is that
just
East?
Do I look like the Ohio Navigator?
Okay, so. Well, you've not lived anywhere else, so you should be the expert.
I don't know. It's, you know, Dayton.
You didn't go east.
And then
okay.
go east. Got yeah.
it. Okay.
So yep. I lived there. So like that's Xenia? Where I was born.
Not Xenia. Ooh, not God. Like out of town.
No, yes.
Okay, good. And how do you find Dayton and Tip City?
I like it. So
your fingers are crossed. I can tell you don't like it.
Yeah. No, I do like it. I mean, this is where I met like all of my friends.
That's where you met me.
That's where I met Abby. Yeah. And so like, yeah, I do like it. I like the environment, I guess. I'm like
strong, I guess.
So you work for the marketing department for Ohio, apparently, because you're such a booster of the whole thing.
I work in the last ever travel agency on the face of the planet, and I just get people to come to Ohio.
Come to Ohio, and they never leave.
Yeah, that seems to be.
You can enter any time you like.
The Eagles. That's the Eagles.
Yeah.
So you don't hate it, but you don't like it. So you're just kind of.
I'm just kind of vibing where I'm at. Yeah, I'm chilling.
You're doing your thing.
Yeah.
How would you make it better?
Mountains.
Oh, I'd get rid of some
Do
people.
You like mountains?
I love
is
mountains.
Is it the people or is it the environment?
No, it's I would add mountains. I love mountains.
It's flat right here. It's a little flat.
It is pretty flat. Yeah. But Missouri's flat too. But we'll get to that.
There's the Ozark Mountains.
That
is true. And that's where I live.
That's a good show. Did you see Ozark?
I visited the set many a times.
Really?
Because I only lived 30 minutes.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
They didn't film it in Ozark, though. They filmed
some scenes,
Georgia.
They had some of the, there was like this arcade scene, and there's still that arcade
The riverboats in Atlanta.
Yes, that was Atlanta.
Did you ever meet Jason Bateman?
I like him a lot.
Hell no. Oh. I'm just kidding.
I like him a lot.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to his new movie.
Okay.
He's directing a movie.
Jason Bateman's super fan.
He's directing a movie about.
You seen Arrested Development?
No, is that good? What's the. They were like private security people from like the 1800s, and they would like help like guard stagecoaches or something like that. I forget what
he's
made. It sounds like an interesting movie.
Okay.
So you don't like Ohio, but you don't hate it. Well, and you would make it better by getting rid of some people.
No, I changed the landscape.
And you would have more mountains.
Yeah.
And fewer.
Because my favorite state is Tennessee that I've been to. And then second favorite, South Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
Third, maybe that's all the places I've been to.
Have you been a lot of places?
I've been to Florida.
Florida. Do you like Florida? Mm-hmm.
It's okay. It's too hot.
Yeah.
I can't hear you. You got to get closer to the mic.
It's too hot. And the people, if you think Ohioans are some a bunch of freaks, then.
I thought you were going to say inbred.
Oh, well.
No.
If the boot fits.
Freaks is a nicer way of saying inbred.
If the six-fingered glove fits.
Yeah. Nope. Yep.
Absolutely bonked the microphone.
I told a funny, and she hit the mic with her face.
I did. Yeah.
Pretty good.
Comedy and.
Spoke to me.
So you
lived. I can't hear you. You got to get closer to the mic. She's already mad. I can piss her off. It's fine. What is that sound? Is that the wind?
I'm going to kill you. I live in fear constantly.
Come back as many times as I like.
When I said we should get rid of some people in Tip, I was including myself because I'm a danger.
You're not a danger. You're just to a bad, myself bad and influence. Others. Just a bad influence. It's not a you're not a danger. And you're judgy, and judgy's good sometimes.
Yeah.
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 What about you? Have you lived here your whole life?
I have not. I moved here on purpose.
Look
at you both make a face.
Flabbergasted.
Imagine being given a choice.
I chose this place. Ohio. I chose this place.
Por qué?
Por qué? I don't speak
North
French.
Of Dayton,
sorry.
South of Hell.
south of hell, north of Dayton. I almost moved here when I was a kid, actually. We had a chance to move here, and we ended up in L.A.
And
instead.
You escaped. Oh, wow.
You lived in L.A.
I lived in L.A., okay. And I lived in D.C., and I've lived everywhere, and I've lived in South Dakota.
Oh.
Which is weird. That's weird that you would mention that. I lived in Rapid City for a while.
Oh,
that's cool.
My dad was in the Air Force, so I've lived everywhere.
Okay. All right.
I did not sing Unmake Me, though. I would not sing that. But no, my wife and I lived in D.C. and we're like, let's move somewhere else where people aren't shooting at people.
That's, yeah.
And you picked the wrong.
And she said, hey, let's move to a Dayton, Ohio. And I'm like,
Dayton's, yeah.
And then she's like, well, if we do that, you can retire and never work again the rest of your life. And I'm like, now you have my attention. Yeah. What's the Django Unchained quote? Now you have my attention.
Yes, yeah.
You had my curiosity. Now you have my attention.
Wow. Yeah.
So, yes, so we moved here and we had kids and bought a house and I like Ohio.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
No,
I've lived everywhere. So I'm comparing it with I lived in D.C. when we had the sniper. I lived in L.A. when we had the Rodney King riots and O.J. and all that.
I feel like the common denominator has been you.
Oh, yes. So you're the
and
reason.
Since
for
we
these
moved
things.
Here, horrible things have happened. Oh. No, nothing bad has happened here. No, but you have to. I think you have to live lots of places before you figure out what you like.
Yeah.
And I know if I grew up here, I would not want to stay. I would want to get out and see the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to see the world.
If I grew up in Columbia, because I was born in Moberly, which is just north of
there. And I know Moberly.
Moberly
very
is not the kind of town I would want to live my whole life in.
No,
and
it is not.
Not necessarily bad. It's just, I think you want to get out and about and see new things.
It's like Ashland, Missouri. It's very, just small.
But
like
I bet it's the same for people that live in Kentucky or South That's Dakota fair. Or yeah. Montana. If you live in a little town, like my kids are going to move away as soon as they can. Yeah. And they did. You know, my daughter just moved to Washington State to go to college.
Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome.
And she...
Looking for the latest scoop on what's happening right here in Tip City, Ohio? Then tune in to Newsmakers, the podcast where local stories come to life. Hosted by Greg Enselin in proud partnership with the Tippecanoe Gazette, Newsmakers brings you face-to-face with the people shaping our community. Subscribe today on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, your town, your stories, your podcast.
Just loving it because it's something different. You know, I think you can't, I think you do have to live different places or at least do a lot of traveling.
Right. And I love traveling.
Yeah.
Out of Ohio.
Yes.
Mostly.
Yes. Typically
do you travel
back to my
in
hometown.
Ohio. Mostly?
No, I go back to Missouri.
Well, Missouri's not that great either.
I don't know. Columbia.
It's all Midwest,
so cool.
You know? It depends. But I go to Florida, I want to come back to Ohio because I'm like, it's so hot here.
No, and that's understandable.
Why is my face melting?
Now, I've been to Canada, and I love Canada. My grandma lives on an island there.
In Canada?
Yes. She lives on the beach on Vancouver Island. Yes.
Really?
Now
do you know where Bellingham is?
No.
Bellingham Palace.
Oh. So Bellingham in... North of Seattle?
Yet. No.
Yeah, that's where my daughter went to, is going
oh,
to
Oh, okay.
College.
Well, that's cool, though.
And
Seattle,
I could see Vancouver.
As in Sleepless Inn?
Thank you for the movie reference. We drove to the beach, and you could see Vancouver, and it's weird because there's this ocean, and then there's this hill, and then there's all these tall buildings on top of the hill, and you're like, that's odd. You don't think about that.
No, yeah.
That's a nice area.
It's gorgeous. Now that, I would...
And
I
she lives on an island near Vancouver?
It's just Vancouver Island.
Mm, okay.
It's like just across from it. And yeah, she lives on the beach. That is somewhere where I would
That's
move.
Pretty. Yeah.
I would move there.
Yeah, that's something different. And they have mountains too.
Yeah, and I love Montana mountains. So that's my problem. We're recording this time, correct?
Hey, I just found out we're taping. This is great. You made the face of like, oh my God, if we're not recording, I'm going to be mad. No, but I like Ohio. Yeah. I think it's neat. It's fun. It's quiet. If you
if
you're a kid and you want excitement,
No,
but if you're like old and you are excited about like not having people shoot at you, plus the cost of living here is cheap and it's like I think there's fun stuff to do. It's
Name
the nicest. I like to walk by the river.
That's
There's fun stuff to do.
And
I
look for the bodies.
And look for the bodies. You said, I like it. It's quiet here, but I look for the bodies.
I like it because it's quiet here. But if you want to see a concert or if you want to like have good,
drive hours
you
away.
Have to go a long way.
Yes.
Dayton is hard to get to in and out of. There is Faux here, which I like.
Yeah.
There's some good food, but there's I do miss that. There's
a ramen shop that I love.
The ramen, yeah, there's good ramen. But mm-hmm. like when we first moved here from DC, you couldn't get any like good food. And you're yeah. like, oh, that I did miss that. I did miss pho. There wasn't yeah. a good pho place here until like 5 years ago.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Where's the good ramen place?
It's Hoshi Ramen. It's in Fairborn. And it is like super cheap and like super fresh and amazing. And really? I love it.
I haven't been there. Have you been to the new one in Troy?
Miso is okay.
Yeah.
It's right. it's expensive compared to the other one.
Yeah.
And there's a lot less choices. Mm. It's still like I ate all of it. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. But Hoshi has my heart and I love it. And they play Ooh. Anime. And they have like board game nights there.
Oh, that's cool.
I love them.
So you, this is Abby speaking in case we didn't introduce her at the beginning of this episode. And you live in Ohio.
She'll be a reoccurring character.
And a reoccurring yeah. character. Only guest star.
If you want me to be.
Of course.
Special guest star, Abby. Sister of Bree.
Yeah. The mythical. Oh,
Bree, the mythical
the
Bree.
Local legend.
Of which we will not speak.
Yeah. If you say her name 3 times, she appears.
I like that. Just like long legs.
Nope.
I intentionally mess up my references to see if you're paying attention.
I'm paying attention. Yeah.
To She's your absorbing
mistakes.
It.
To my oh. mistakes. Yeah. You're writing them all down,
I, like,
too.
Snap out of it when I hear you say something.
So you don't like Ohio, but you're okay with it. And I like Ohio. So, Abby, tell us, where are you from?
I'm from Columbia, Missouri. Just a hop, skip, and a boat ride away, I guess.
What is that, 6 hours, 7 hours?
Yeah. Depends on how fast you drive. It's just I-70.
Whole and way. That's halfway between Kansas City and St. Louis.
Yeah, it's literally like the middle point of Missouri.
That's where they stopped. They were driving and they're like, we're halfway to Kansas City. We're out.
Well, it used to be the safest city in the U.S. and heavy on the used to be because when I worked downtown not so long ago, it's like Dayton.
Columbia. Yeah, I always thought it was like a super nice, cute little town. But you're saying it's bigger than Dayton now.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's expanded a lot and it's... you know, it doesn't have a lot of high rises, but, you know, I was born and raised there. A lot of things are open a lot later. Mm-hmm. That's, I think, my favorite thing. And then I used to just be able to walk to the mall and stuff, and obviously here.
That sounds nice.
Yeah. That does
everything
sound nice.
Closes at like 10 p.m.
Yes.
And everything's closed on Mondays.
And
that
what
I don't
is up
like
with? I don't I have
what
never
is
seen
that?
That before.
I don't understand.
Did the mayor do that?
The
Logan.
Mayor did that. Logan Rogers did that, and he's like, you must be closed Sundays and Mondays. And then Sam and Ethel's is closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays.
Yeah,
and
I
go there all the time, and I'm like looking in the window, and it's dark. And
peering
I'm
in.
Yeah,
I don't. That is something very
Can
new
you break
to me.
In and just make your own food? Will they let you do
it? So actually, I was certified. Able to do that once. I don't know that they let me.
Oh, okay.
But it happened.
Was that
happened.
Is that on your police record also?
They didn't catch
it. It's extensive, isn't it? Your police record.
It is, yeah, but not that thing. I put my own fries in the bag and then got out of there.
Do you go to Five Guys?
I don't.
Have you been to Five Guys?
I have been to Five Guys.
They put extra fries in the bottom of the bag to make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
About the money you just spent.
You're is like, that a thing?
Yeah, because it's supposed to trick your brain into being like, look at all this extra food.
So that's
I got.
A real thing.
But really,
really?
Yeah, it's a real thing.
Mm-hmm. They do it on purpose, and then they're like, you think you're a winner.
But there's not a Five
but
Guys
you're
around
a
here.
Loser.
So,
like,
there's one at Miller Lane.
Well, it's too far for me. I go to Wendy's.
Do you have a car?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now she does after her old one got smashed by a tree.
We have to do. We're going to do a whole episode on your car.
No, a whole episode.
Your car versus the tree.
And it's going to be a multi-part episode, hours long. My vast trauma.
I want to hear about your
Place
vast
your
trauma.
Place your bets on if the tree or the car won.
I know what won.
A tree.
Yeah.
A tree fell on my car.
No, don't spoil it.
Oh.
We're gonna
no,
do
your
a,
car fell
maybe.
On a tree.
Episode,
right.
Episode 6. A tree fell out of the sky and landed on your car. Okay, but you moved here from Ohio, from Columbia, Missouri, on purpose. Mm-hmm.
No, well, my parents moved here, and I was too young, and I was still being homeschooled, so they uprooted me, because I used to sneak out every night in Missouri with all my friends, and then I moved out here, and I knew nobody, and I'm terrible at making friends, so.
Is that how they kept you from sneaking out, is by moving you hundreds of miles away from your
Probably.
Friends?
Probably.
Did it work?
No, I still snuck out when
she
I was
still
here.
Sneaks up by herself.
Yep.
Yeah.
With me now.
Yes. Yep.
You're making some very weird faces. I don't know what those are. What
She's
was that?
Advancing towards me. No, I'm just
what
kidding.
What was that?
I'm tweaking.
That was, you're having some kind of fit or something. Okay.
I'm being normal.
I'm not going to look anymore. I'm going to look
you
at...
You are genuinely unsettled. Literally.
I am unsettled by the long leg style faces that you're making over here.
So what is that?
I don't know, but I'm...
Describe a long leg style face. That. No, I'm just...
That. Exhibit A, Zoe's face. Exhibit B, Nicolas Cage.
So you moved here. And yes. And then how do you find Ohio?
You know, I just think...
Nobody's... Find it by going south of hell.
I was waiting for someone to make that joke.
Yeah.
Do you like Ohio?
You know, I like the friends that I have made here. But Ohio itself, I would not like to be here forever.
Okay.
I was kind of like the same thing. Because yeah. when I'm thinking about things that is are it, good in my life, a lot friends. Of them are like yeah. because of mm-hmm. being in Ohio. But then when I think about the bad things in my mm-hmm. life, they're
like,
also...
Like trees?
Yeah. I need to go somewhere.
So you...
Ohio trees specifically, because they're also in...
They're,
well,
yes.
it's just that one tree, and it's paid the ultimate price. did you see that?
No. What happened?
Oh, I saw.
It went to heaven. Went to tree heaven.
It did go to tree heaven.
Don't you? Weren't you over there? Like, no. You know the meme.
They massacred.
Weren't
it.
You? Aren't you the meme where the kid's standing over the grave and, he's, and you're like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
What the from the Flash? I didn't know that guy.
They should have used the wood and like it. Fashioned me like some kind of weapon.
I assume they yeah. did. Like, what did they do with the wood?
I would like some of that, and then I'd like to make like
a tombstone. You could make a tombstone yeah. for your car.
I thought they made you like a big javelin or something.
I would have loved that.
That okay. Well, that saddens me that you didn't get the wood.
I would, yeah.
Justice for Zoe.
Justice for me. Why didn't I break off? I don't know. Yeah.
Are you going to have like a little grave
for my
ceremony?
Car?
For
I'll
your
show
car?
Up.
I might
I'll
actually
cry.
Throw some kind of funeral.
We'll have to talk about that in yeah. a future episode because I do want to know
I'll
what
throw
happened
a funeral.
With. Yeah. I want to know what happened with your car. Oh, I really do, but. So you
no, you
not
don't. Because I've tried to tell you multiple times, and you go, "I don't care."
I've not said that. I said, "Save
oh,
it
no.
for the podcast."
Yeah, you're not allowed to speak outside of this, Zoe.
I do not talk to Zoe outside
you
of this show.
Get rid of this.
No.
Thing.
Yeah, the mic turns off.
Travis
and pretends I'm not there.
Called me the other day, and he said Zoe wants to talk to you. And I'm like,
he said, "Get that out of here.
Save yeah. it for the podcast."
Yeah. yeah.
So you don't like Ohio as much as you could if it were better. So what would you change?
Most things.
Mountains.
Yes, I do like the architecture of the houses here, though. They are gorgeous.
In the pre-show, you mentioned mountains. So
mountains,
that
yes.
would be...
I love... Yes, mountains. I... Yep.
Purple Mountains Majesty mentioned...
Oh boy, the weather here is
and
not
you
the
like
best either.
The weather's great here.
It's
is it
a
it
little
is.
Too long.
I have
long.
Lived everywhere, so if you move to South Carolina, it's hot and sweaty all the time, except in the winter when it's kind of nice. And okay. then if you like roaches, they have
oh,
them there,
I don't.
And they're called palmetto bugs, and they're 4 inches long.
No, pass
South Dakota.
I choose okay. not that.
South Dakota, I was there when we had, one time we had a 20-foot snowdrift. It was insane. Like, you
oh,
couldn't get out of your
snow.
House. Yeah, not if you can't get out of your house and you have to climb out the roof
That's
and
fair.
Slide down and then go around and Whee! Dig out the front door. Yeah. It would be so cold for so much of the year that mm-hmm. you're like, I want to live in Florida. And then if you live in Florida, you don't want to live there because it's sweaty
so hot.
And hot. And there's a hurricane coming. Watch out.
Yeah, I'm
it's
not,
behind you.
I'm
Watch
not
out.
About the hurricane.
I don't like Ohio weather, but it's the least bad weather yeah. I've ever lived in, except for LA. And LA is great.
The allergies here are
they really are. They really
for
are.
The air quality is like probably
it's terrible.
Some of the lowest in yeah. the country.
The life quality is some
yeah.
of the lowest.
I feel like I've been picking on you too much, so I'm not going to say anything. Last episode, I picked on you. And
what
now
is it? No, it's fine.
And this episode.
This is the everyone hates Zoe.
No,
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 just,
no,
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 no.
No,
everybody
no.
hates Zoe.
What?
That's a good name.
No. Oh. No, 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 we love Zoe.
No, we love Zoe, and we don't want to make fun of Zoe.
Zoe's
so
the light
yes,
of my
do.
Life.
You're the light. I love you.
Oh,
I love
you. Shmoopy. That's so cute. Yeah. How would you make Ohio better?
I don't. I just the scenery
More
here
taco
gets
trucks.
Me glum. Yes, I love taco
I
trucks.
I love taco trucks.
I love yeah. taco trucks. There's and a good one in Cincinnati.
More
but
stuff to do, probably.
Yes. Yeah. yeah. It's just.
Tip
it's
is,
hard to
tip
find
is bad
things.
About that.
Yeah.
Like I know a lot of people that are 18, 19, and they flee because yeah. there's just nothing for young people.
Now the pizza place has a little duck pin bowling, but it's expensive and it's very loud in there. So
I couldn't hear you over the noise from the duck pin bowling.
Yes, yeah. So they're currently throwing the balls. Yeah,
it's
the
next
other room.
Door, and I can hear it from here. It's quite loud. Quite loud.
Yeah,
actually, but seriously? It's fun. It's something to do.
Oh. Yeah,
I like it. It's something interesting.
If you'd like to go deaf early on,
I'm sorry. What?
Oh, yeah,
yeah, Exhibit A.
I couldn't hear you. What? I can hear Zoe biting the microphone, but I can't hear you.
Not biting the microphone. Yelling. I need to be given a chew toy for when I'm not talking, so I've got something to do. Can I have a chew toy?
I'll find one at the nearest PetSmart for you.
I'm being so serious right now.
Do you want me to bring you like a fidget spinner? Okay, well, we're back. Zoe, good luck with cutting this episode up.
Oh, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
We have multiple files of things, but this is
rambling,
this is the third part of the Living in Ohio podcast episode. So you just cut wherever you want.
Okay.
Because you're doing a great job, and I'm really happy that you're part of this team.
We love you. We're Team Zoe. Team Zoe.
Team Zoe.
I show up, I chew on the mic, I leave, they tell me I did a good job.
And we're not going to call it Everybody Hates Zoe, because
that's
just sad.
No, because it's
not true. That's not true.
We're Team Zoe. We're pro Zoe. Would vote for Zoe.
Oh. In a who gets sacrificed in the volcano.
Oh, election.
What's
not
the highest
that.
Vote for me.
What's the highest number of stars you can give something on Yelp? Is it 5 or is it 4?
I'm not on Yelp.
I would give you 5 out of 5 stars.
Aww. Yes, you deserve 5 out of 5 stars.
Even
though she's like sneering.
Even the faces that you've been making.
This is me trying to smile.
Even though the faces you've been making have been freaking me out.
I know,
anyway. So we were talking about living in Ohio and things that we could do to make it better. And I think you were right. I think one thing we need here in town
more entertainment.
Is more entertainment. More
That's why I want to go ghost hunting, my own form of entertainment. No,
I think you missed it by about a week, didn't you? Doesn't ghost hunting happen in creepy times of October?
Oh, I will do it anytime. I've been in a bunch of abandoned places.
What hour?
You just go
witching hour, 3 a.m.
Ooh.
I've been in a bunch of abandoned places. I've been in an abandoned amusement park. I've been in an abandoned asylum. I've been in an abandoned school.
On purpose? Or
absolutely. That was what me and my friends used to do.
You were not taken there and left by like a...
You know, that's how it started out.
Yeah.
Kidnapped.
What she meant to say was, I was abandoned in school.
I was abandoned. That's what happens to the bad homeschoolers.
That's what homeschooling
is. No, that's
true.
That's our punishment. It's isolation.
If you're not good in the homeschool, what do? Make you sit in the corner like in Blair Witch?
They reduce your oxygen levels forcefully.
Yep.
That seems like a bad idea.
I'm just kidding. I loved homeschooling.
Well, that's how we got the brain damage. That's how we got to be so funny. So
you are funny. You are.
Yeah, what? You are funny, Zoe.
No.
We're like two
like
halves
said,
of a whole brain cell.
I show on the mic, I leave, they tell me I'm funny.
You are funny. You are funny. Well, I guess the takeaway there is that Ohio could be better.
It could be, yeah.
The weather's okay.
The people are good.
People are really nice. Midwestern people like Zoe are really nice.
The majority of the people I've met have been extremely nice.
Yes, yeah.
Really
I would agree.
You don't run into too many weirdos.
Well, so...
Unless I'm out there. Oh, so I actually wanted to bring up Abby. She is treated differently.
Well,
really?
I 100%. Yeah, unfortunately.
Why?
Because of the way that I look. I've got face piercings. Because
you're blue hair.
Lip piercings. Yeah.
You have a foot
hair.
Piercing? I got one of those once. I had to get a tetanus shot.
No. Yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Oh, pray for you.
It was a nail. Oh. Does that count?
I just beat my hand.
What was that loud pop?
That was my fingers connecting with the table.
Oh, no. Are you okay?
Oh, I'll live.
Oh, no.
Is this why people don't like you? Because you're constantly hurting yourself?
Well, no. Emo activities.
Emo.
I'm just kidding. She was there. One time I got like socially ousted by two
for real.
People.
And I can definitely vouch for
yes.
People do treat her differently.
They do.
And
they, yep.
Because of your face.
Because of the way that I look. Yep.
Or you're, just because you're mean
emo?
To everybody.
I don't know, man. I'm just alternative.
Is it because you're mean to everybody?
No. I love. So these people, it was when I worked at Grounds RIP.
Oh.
Okay. And there's these two people, and they came in and they wouldn't leave. And so I was like,
customers?
Yes, customers. Yes.
Fellow coworkers.
No. Sometimes sell a cup. No, just kidding. Just customers. And they wouldn't leave. And I thought, that's okay. I let them stay. until I started counting the drawer, because money's out. I'm not about that life. You're not touching the money. You're not going to be in here
and when I'm doing that. And I'm cleaning the machine, or I'm cleaning something.
And May is there. Your sister is there as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So there's three
you
of us.
You have a sister?
I do.
She's got
I
too
have,
many.
I've got three sisters and two brothers.
Yes. There are more of you?
Homeschoolers are typically big families.
They all have the same kind of inbred Ohio.
I did not know there were more Franzes out there. That's
there's a lot.
They're out there.
They infest these lands.
That's true.
That's scary. I had no idea.
But yeah, so these now ladies, they came up to me after and, you know, I was just like, oh, have a good night. And they're like, oh, so you look dead inside.
Oh, that's no.
True. I'm wearing this t-shirt. It's a skeleton t-shirt from Walmart, only $7. Yes, she said, you look dead inside, and I think that you need to start following Christ. And I was like, actually, both of my parents are pastors.
Yep.
And like, but what, we need to pray for you. And I was like, actually, I need to close this drawer. Please leave. And and they didn't say anything to Zoe, didn't say anything to me.
Well, you were there?
I'm
didn't defend her? Did you defend her?
I mean, it was scary.
I was more in shock, but yeah. I heard everything, but mm-hmm. I wanted to be like, oh, I'm also dead inside. where are my words
I think it's funny now, but in that moment I was like, boy,
they like didn't really even acknowledge me or my sister at all. Went straight for Abby. Were like, you know, you can fix the part of you that's dead inside, and we're like,
I've had people be like, why do you choose to look like this? I'm like, actually, where I'm from, most people look like me, so but thank you.
Did your sister work at Grounds also?
No, she would just
come and hang out.
She'd hang around.
She'd loiter, doing homeschooled activities.
I think you look fine.
Thank you.
I don't like it when people feel the need to push their religion on them, on other people. Yeah. I don't think it's necessary.
And especially not, you got to take into account the time and place. And that was neither the time nor the place.
You're trying to work. You're trying to like close down.
Yes.
But I don't know how.
And they're like, have you considered not being that way?
I don't know if you're going to win a convert over by making fun of somebody or making people feel bad about themselves. Yeah. Is that how people come to religion?
Well, I've been in cults because people made fun of me and told me that.
Your Adam Sandberg fixation is not a cult. It's just you by yourself in a corner.
Rocking back and forth.
Yes. But I have to.
Oh, you don't do that anyways?
I do that with.
I have to agree with you with the Bill Hader. That I could be in a cult with you about them. Bill Hader. I could.
Oh, he's amazing. My favorite movie is Adventureland.
Have you had anything to eat today?
No.
Fear
is what she consumes.
Oh, no, I said soup. Remember, because at the beginning of the day, I was like, I had soup.
You had soup today?
Yeah. But
so when, you haven't eaten.
I will say.
Yeah.
You had soup.
When I was making the soup, because it came in like one of those cans.
Yeah, they do that.
Soup cans.
Sometimes.
And I was like going through and I spent like 5 minutes picking
stirring?
Out the vegetables I didn't like.
Oh, the carrots are evil.
I took out green beans and I took out all the peas.
So you're afraid of green beans, peas, and trees. That's it. That's
so
what we
absolutely
decided.
And literally everything.
And everything, yeah.
Is this like a chicken noodle soup or something?
It was, yes. It was chicken and dumplings. It's important distinction.
Okay, dumplings is
I love dumplings.
But there wasn't that much by the time I got through with it.
Just chicken.
Mutilating it. It was just the chicken and dumplings.
Ah, okay.
I said no vegetables.
I don't like
them.
I don't see the point of going into a restaurant and then berating the people that work there. That doesn't make any sense. And that's not going to win over any friends or bring anybody into your.
No. I didn't. I actually went out the back way because they were sitting out front still talking.
Waiting for you to
come. Yes. So I went out.
She texted me. She's like, they're out there. How am I going to get out?
Yep. So I went out the back way and then I stood awkwardly down by like the light over there. And then I got catcalled by a guy on a motorcycle.
Yes,
as I'm calling my dad, like, Dad, please come get me. I live in fear.
Pick me up. I'm scared.
Is being catcalled a good thing or a bad thing?
I was fine. Not in that moment. I was like, right now. I mean, like, thank you because I needed the self-confidence boost after that. But also, you're not what's on my mind at all right now. And
I've never been
catcalled,
so I don't know what it's like.
I'll find you next time on the street.
Yeah.
We'll find you and catcall you.
Yeah, you'll find out.
Please
we're
don't.
Like, I like that we're both like, you'll find out.
Please don't. But it does seem, it's like a whole area that I don't know any men who would catcall a woman.
I've catcalled a man because I knew him and it was funny.
And it's funny. Yeah. I could see doing it for funny, but has it ever worked where like the woman like chased you down and jumped on the back of your motorcycle?
There's no way.
Went
ever
home
worked.
With you? Has it ever worked?
No, I don't. Zoe. Zoe.
Zoe says it's worked in the past.
I didn't say no, that. Because I've been with you and that one guy gave you the note after schoolhouse.
Oh, no, but all the times, it's always been really weird. Like, and oh my gosh, it's always been at IHOP's or like.
Yes, it has been. This guy was standing outside.
I just put that together. The only times I've ever been like catcalled were like at either IHOP or
I'm
Waffle
going
House.
Right now to IHOP.
To wait. To get
to see if I could catcall.
That's where the action's
at. You know, he waited
at.
Outside for her playing music, and I had to usher her to my car, and I was like, I'm going to stab this man. Not
you
actually.
You were playing
not
music,
actually.
Or he was playing
music?
In Minecraft.
But I...
With yeah. like a... Was he holding it up like in a... Like
no,
a,
like yeah. out of his car, and he was like standing, and he was like waiting for her. So I ushered her into the bathroom. I was like, we need to leave right now.
Yeah.
Because he was being weird about it. He was... Yeah.
I have always... But I'm glad that I've got like street smart friends who are around yes, me when I these am, things happen yeah. because I feel like I'm so blissfully unaware and clueless all the time that people will be like, that's really creepy, we need to get you out of here, and I'm just kind of like, la la la,
la. Well, like, oh, that's a cool star over there.
I don't want to end the Ohio episode on a downer, but I'm glad I'm not a lady. I don't even want to.
I mean, it, like a lot it builds of character though.
It builds character.
Yeah, that's why we're funny. Yeah. If you don't laugh, you cry.
We laugh so we don't cry. That's a good podcast title. Yeah. We laugh so we don't cry.
Oh, I like that. That's good. That's good.
Well, so we're crying after
on behalf
this.
Of and tears all are running men, down my face. I apologize. We shouldn't be okay. catcalling people. It just doesn't seem like it's going to end. No. There's no payoff. So what's
buy
the point?
Me something. No, I'm just kidding. Don't. Yeah. Please don't.
I'm sure there's ways to
if
pay
attention.
If you're
a man, you can apologize to me specifically by buying me things.
By buying you things. Well, I mean, I can pass. See that there's ways to get a lady's attention that are
yes.
positive.
Oh, absolutely.
And that doesn't seem like yeah. that would ever work.
Yeah. No.
Just, I like yeah. the way you look.
I've said that to you before.
Yeah, you have.
I've catcalled Zoe.
Yes.
I got to build the confidence.
I catcall my
women
friends.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
I really do.
I could see it being a confidence builder, but yeah. it just also seems very like...
Yeah.
Sassy.
Yeah, a little bit.
And
yeah.
not in a good way.
No. No.
Doesn't
nasty.
Seem very respectful either.
It's not. No, the first time I was ever catcalled was... My dad was there. I was like 13.
Oh my God.
These guys
oh,
just kinda... drove by and they're like, white girls, and then said some expletives. And I was like, God. Oh, wow. I'm old enough for this? No, I wasn't. And then no. the other time was I was sitting out front in my front yard. Not my front yard. My friend's front yard. And they came by and they said, what are you doing tonight? And I said, definitely not you.
Funny.
And I went back inside.
Crazy.
I was probably also yeah, like 12, wild. 13. Oh.
Well, I like Ohio. I think it's a nice place to live.
Yeah.
So I'll defend that. But I live here on purpose and you guys don't. So
we live
that's,
here by accident.
I think
you'll have to show me fun things then.
Okay. I think that's...
I can be persuaded.
Cage the Elephant? Have you ever been to a concert?
I haven't because I wasn't really invited.
They're really good. Yeah. And I don't know where I don't remember where they played last.
Well, Greg's idea of a fun time is walking by the river looking for bodies.
Dead bodies.
So maybe...
That's not my idea of fun.
Oh.
Seeking them out.
I would go see Long Legs and then I would yell at the screen.
I wish there was a movie theater like within walking distance.
I would go to Agave and Rye and then go see Long Legs. That's a good
night.
Okay, that
sounds a good
good
night.
Yep. Yeah. Or go watch Mean Girls at the Bright Side.
Okay. I like Mean Girls. I love Mean Girls. Team Mean Girls.
We saw Mean Girls together.
I did not. I was not there. I was on a date with my man. I remember I was, yeah.
Oh, that's right. What did we see? We saw multiple things in the theaters.
Yeah, we've seen, I don't remember. The mind's blank.
There is not a lot to do around here, so you really do have to like lean into
that.
We
go crazy.
Ghost hunting.
If you hear anything good, let me know, because I write a column for the paper of things to, what to do in Tippecanoe. And it's...
Can I just invite a bunch of people over?
It's fairly short, the column, because there's not a lot going on here.
Stare at each other, blissfully.
A staring contest.
Ooh, blissfully, yeah.
That would be good.
That would be good.
No, that would not be good. But no, we could use more things to do.
Watching paint dry competition.
There used to be a theater in this
Only
building.
Yeah.
This office we're in right now used to be like the, what do they call that? The part up above where you watch. Mm-hmm. The balcony.
Yeah.
Oh.
That, the theater is here.
Okay, that's really cool.
I did not know
that's
that.
Interesting.
I didn't know that either.
In the opera house, you could
I have
show
seen
movies
the
in
the
opera
house.
House.
Yep, I've seen the opera house.
Oh yeah, but you can't get in there.
Not right now.
You could show movies in there. That'd be fun.
That would be cool.
Something different.
Get a little asbestos in the system.
Mm.
Charge $10.
A little asbestos.
$10 for asbestos
to get in and see a movie and
builds get some tolerance.
Asbestos on the side.
That's
I like
fine.
It.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good. Okay, so we've decided it's okay to live here.
Yeah,
I think so.
Ish.
Yeah.
Ish. If you move away and then move back, you'll be like, oh, man.
Probably.
Greg, yeah. Greg was right.
I'm not miserable.
20 years ago, before he died, he was right.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Zoe at 40-something, moving back to Ohio, and she's like, oh, yeah, Greg was right. Oh, well. I'll have to go back and listen to that podcast. Does still have podcasts in 20 years?
Yeah, remember when we did that podcast with Greg?
And I made all the faces.
And I made it. I tried to consume the microphone.
And I ate that microphone.
Yeah, we're going
to
leave you that one, I think. Going forward,
really? Yeah,
I'm gonna put a big X on that.
Yeah. Don't use
big piece of masking tape on that or something.
There we go. There's a little X.
Actually, I'm gonna wrap it in that green masking tape that you use.
That's a good idea.
And then we'll know that's the one with
Travis. Wrap this in the green tape.
It's got the tuberculosis on it. That's the one she did the long legs thing on twice, really loud, and it was very impressive. You know, if we were really clever, we would put tape on the mics and the headphones of different colors. Mm-hmm. And then you would know which one was which.
Too bad we're not clever.
I didn't get that. What?
No. Cease thine.
No.
What's that, Zoe?
He's doing the fingers again.
I'm making a doll of you right now at home.
Oh, no.
That's why you're here. He's collecting your hair.
Oh,
now,
I
that doesn't make any sense. Where'd they get the hair? How do they give the doll to somebody they've never met and they already have the hair to make the doll?
But maybe it's about the devil, so,
like,
you know.
A barbershop. Yeah, the devil.
Hey, so, did you see, in Long Legs, did you see the devil's actually in the movie?
Yeah.
Several
he
times.
He makes some cameos.
Like in the background.
Spoilers, not spoilers.
And he's got spoilers. He's got like horns.
Yeah, he'd be standing there staring.
It's kind of creepy.
Zoe, that microphone is going to need a restraining order.
Yes, the microphone is now pregnant. Thank you.
Yep.
I don't know how that works, but you,
sorry,
Zoe and her microphone are expecting a little one.
When are y'all going to propose? Because
In Ohio, we keep it real here. You know, you need to propose to. And oh my goodness, is the microphone getting a little bigger?
It's
getting a little pot belly. What's going to come out like a little baby microphone?
Oh yeah, but it's going to have Zoe's hair, of course.
It'll have my hair and my dead soulless eyes.
And then we can make a. Where do the balls come from? The little like spheres.
Yes. Oh. Yeah, I know. Is it supposed to be?
You
like
didn't know where I was going.
Well,
the spheres. What are the spheres?
I don't know. Because that one guy's like, it talks to me. And I was like, okay, buddy.
It makes me think of my ex-wife.
Oh.
No, that's what he said on the movie.
Oh,
the
okay. I thought you were talking about your personal experience.
No.
And I was like, okay.
And you're like, that's the first time you figure out, okay, there's something supernatural going on here. When he says that,
and
you're like,
and then it goes downhill from there.
You're right,
but
though,
you'll have to watch that podcast to find out.
It would be better if they explain things. Like in Midsommar, you understand everything about what's happening.
Too much.
And the Hereditary, you're like, I don't want to know these
things.
I
love that movie.
It's a good one. Why don't you go home and have some dinner? Yes. Food. Food. And watch Hereditary.
Yes.
And then we'll do another episode in the future of more actual scary movies.
Okay.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Love it. All right. We've decided we like Ohio-ish.
Yes.
Sort of.
Nah.
Mostly the people.
Yes.
And the lack of mountains is you don't want mountains. Mm. So that's you're set right here. You're
yeah.
You don't have to deal with mountains if you're here.
Yeah, if you want like closest Kansas as you can get, but not in the
real
Kansas direction,
it is pretty
come to Ohio.
It is pretty flat here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I've lived other places. And it is neat when there's more. Like when I lived in LA, you could see the mountains.
Yeah.
On a clear day, you could see like snow.
It's really cool.
On top of the mountain.
Yep. Same in Canada.
And then in some days, it was too smoggy and you're like, I can't see anything.
Can't see, can't breathe.
Can't see anything. Well, thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
This is great. I'm really excited that you were on the episode.
Yes, I'm excited to be here. I'll weasel my way
back,
maybe.
Of course you will.
Yes, there, I think there might be a bribe in your future.
Oh.
Somebody might be slipping you a $20 bill to get on the next episode.
I might. No, I'm going to just slide the Hereditary
movie.
We're
going to have to beg her to come back. She's going to be like, what?
That was the worst. I don't like Ohio. You made
freak
fun of
city.
Me. It was pretty
freak city.